Good morning. A nice, almost warm February day to talk about Jap and Dye. What could be better? With my professional background, you can imagine why Principles 4 and Principle 5 resonate with me. When I first came to the Spiritualist Church and read the principles, I knew I'd found a religion. It resonated with me, and I could live with it every day. Love and respect the religion of spiritualism. In studying the Morris Pratt Institute program and learning more about the continuity of death, I knew I had found answers to many questions I'd had. Principle 4, we affirm that the existence and personal identity of the individual continue after the change called death. Principle 5, we affirm that communication with the so-called dead is a fact, scientifically proven by the phenomena of spiritualism. With over 40 years as a funeral director in Bomber, in watching the kaleidoscope effect that death has on families, the sadness, the grief, feelings of helplessness, hopelessness. I've encountered it for so long, and it is so comforting to find a religion that says we do not die and that you can communicate with the so-called dead. Spiritualism was an eye-opener for me and, frankly, a time of great relief. Most of the Catholic, Protestant, and Orthodox religions I work with do mention an afterlife, yet that afterlife is kind of boring and limited. Sitting on a cloud, playing a harp, wearing a halo, if you get through the pearly gates on the first try. Some religions want those here on the earth plane to pray for you to boost your ratings to get you into heaven. Or depending on your life here on the earth plane, you may go straight to what we are taught to call hell. This borders on Principle 8, and I really want to stay in 4 and 5 this morning. Working in the Washington, D.C. area, I've dealt with most religions, from Adventist to Zen Buddhist, and it seems that most people do have a hard time dealing with their loss. Regardless of what their afterlife might be, it's interesting for me to turn the conversations with my families to the days leading up to the death. Any calling out to a deceased loved one, a pet? Did the person mention seeing people or angels in the room? The answers are always in the same vein. Yes, the person was calling out or talking to their mother, your husband, or a child. It has made my life so much more relaxed and less stressful, knowing that we can communicate with the so-called dead. And what about our beloved pets? I have one of my 20-year-old is in the active stages of dying now, and it's hard to watch, but it's gonna, at 20, we can't complain. But animals mourn, as we do. Will they be on the other side with us? Absolutely, yes, they will be. How about the elephants and how the whole herd mourns a death? The dolphin who will swim around with a dead calf on her fin. The gorilla holding her dead baby. How do the animals in the herd or pod or congress mourn and grieve? I believe in watching and learning from them, there's a lesson for us. With spiritualism, we learn that we leave the earth plane and go back to spirit life at our own vibrational rate. So we are responsible for the level of our next life. This is a direct quote from our manual. Spiritualism is the science, philosophy, and religion of continuous life based upon the demonstrated fact of communication by means of mediumship with those who live in the spirit world. This is the definition in our NSAC Spiritualist Manual. Since I'm forever asking people to make sure their wills are up to date, their power of attorney for health and financial reasons are updated, I also want to ask, if you were to enter the spirit world today, if your life on the earth plane should end suddenly over, how would your vibrational rate be? In the workshop today, we'll talk about how and why of making funeral arrangements. It makes everyone's life a lot easier at a very difficult time. You get the chance to talk over what kind of arrangement you prefer, cremation versus burial, body donation, are you an organ donor, are you a veteran? It's a small part of your overall planning, but makes a huge difference to those you leave behind. And are you living your life to your best? Are you in attunement with infinite intelligence? Do you try to meditate every day? Do you talk with your guides? I have called on the Archangel Azrael numerous times. He works with grief counselors and must work with funeral directors. He's the one I ask to help me so I do not say the wrong thing. He also helps people cross over at the time of their physical death and make sure they do not suffer, and helps them on the other side. Are you following natural law? As spiritualists, we realize that natural law is in effect here on the earth plane, and again, as we transition back to the spirit world. This should teach us that we are responsible for all of our actions. When we realize that our life here is just a brief moment in comparison to our time in the spirit world, we have to wonder about our personal identity. Albert Camus said, "I shall tell you a great secret, my friend. Do not wait for the last judgment. It takes place every day." Here in the Washington, D.C. area, some people just tend to be on the lookout for people who can best help them with their careers, boost up their ratings on the A-list, who makes a better salary, drives a better car, has better jewelry. Is this going to help us in the spirit world? No. We must remember to live our lives to the best, and this is where spiritualism won me over. We need to take the time to live our lives, enjoy each day, and embrace what we have been blessed with, and to make improvements as we need to. When I think of my families lamenting the deceased, and here you can fill in the blank, traveled to Hawaii, took a cruise, retired earlier, got in the last fishing trip, had more time with the grandchildren. What do you want to do, and do it to your best? Embracing spiritualism, I know that the deceased will be able to do that and so much more. We are the ones left behind. We're the ones that are hurting, missing that person or pet. We're the ones who are dealing with snow, ice, traffic, taxes just went up. We learn from studying spiritualism that as a science, there are facts demonstrated from the spirit side of life to prove to us the continuity of life. That is why our mediums who bring these messages are such a sacred part of our service. And the law of nature is always in effect. This is why we strive every day to live up to the wonders of our religion and to embrace all the aspects that we have learned. What better way is there to live daily? We want our personal identity to be at the highest when it's time for us to return to the spirit world. We have been given the chance to improve our everyday lives, and in turn to help others along the way. Every death changes a life and promised beginnings and endings too. It's a kaleidoscope effect when the death occurs. The focus suddenly is shifted and we may not like what we see. It may take a while to get back into focus. Wayne Dyer says, expand your reality to the point where you pursue what you love doing and excel at it. Involve yourself in high energy levels of trust, optimism, appreciation, reverence, joy, and love when you engage in your every activity in your life. Thank you.